You're with SBS Radio.
Tinawag ni Clive Palmer si Bill Shorten na two-faced liar o doble karang sinungaling habang patuloy na binabatikos ng Labor ang preference deal ng koalisyon sa United Australian Party ng mayamang minero. Sinabi ni Palmer, nais ng Labor Party na magkaroon din ng preference deal sa kanyang partido. Narito ang ulat ni Craig Diet na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa maraming araw, binabatikos ng Partido Labor ang koalisyon sa pagkuha ng preference kay Clive Palmer. Sinabi ng leader ng Labor, Bill Shorten, ang kasunduan ay lilika lamang ng mas maraming kaguluhan sa Senado.
The Morrison government is so desperate that when you vote for Scott Morrison, you're voting for the Morrison-Palmer-Hanson government. Australians are sick of the circus of Australian politics. A vote for Mr. Morrison pretty much guarantees Mr. Palmer in the Senate, Ms. Hanson in the Senate, and more chaos for 3 years.
Subal, sinabi ni Clive Palmer, kinumbinsi rin siya ng Labor na magkaroon ng palitan ng preference. Sinabi niya, kinausap niya ang senador ng Labor na si Anthony Chisholm ng maraming beses sa maaring kasunduan, kaya't masyadong mapagkunwari ang Labor na batikusin ang koalisyon sa pakikipag-usap din sa kanya.
Shorten's attack against the Liberal Party highlights the double standards and a fatal flaw in his character. He'll say anything to reach his objective. He's just desperate. The Labor Party and Shorten were happy to deal on preferences with the United Australia Party, and they wanted them, but they were bad losers.
Sinabi ni Clive Palmer, nagdeposito na siya ng $7 million sa isang trust account ng abogado para bayaran muli ang mga manggagawa na nawala ng kita sa pagkulaps ng kanyang Queensland Nickel Refinery. Sinabi niya, ang mga manggagawa ay kailangang lumapit at magpakilala at tiyakin na sila ay nagtrabaho sa kumpanya para mag-qualify sa kabayaran. Nang tanungin sa paghahanda ng koalisyon na magkaroon ng preference deal kay Clive Palmer, sinabi ni Scott Morrison, mayroon pang mas masamang alternatibo.
We think, frankly, Bill Shorten and the Greens, Labor and the Greens, would be far worse for the economy. And Clive Palmer thinks the same, and the United Australia Party thinks the same. That's why he knocked back their begging for his preferences.
At bago naganap ang pagtatalo kagabi sa Perth, nangako si Scott Morrison na gagawa ng 3 bagong barko ng Navy sa Western Australia at pati na rin maglalaan ng kalagdagang pondo para sa cyber security. Ipinagtanggol ng Labor ang mga hakbang sa pangangalaga sa kabataan, kasama na rito ang pagdagdag ng mga childcare subsidies at pagdagdag ng buwis para sa mga early childhood worker. Sinabi ni Bill Shorten, ang mga manggagawang iyon ay kailangan ng natatanging konsiderasyon.
So we have deliberately said that we think the early childhood educators is an area where the normal system's not working. If you're in the private sector, say you're in the media or say you're in mining or say you're in, I don't know, manufacturing, you can go and bargain with your boss to try and get a wage rise. But the fact of the matter is childcare has a lot of government funding. So when the government funding's tight, there is simply no money for the wage rise. So if you like, childcare workers are caught in a catch-22 by the economics of childcare. If we don't put more money into the industry, then you can never get a wage rise. And if you never get a wage rise, we keep churning the good workers.
Subalit nagbabala si Scott Morrison na ang Labor ay nagsasagawa ng spendathon at hindi mapagkakatiwalaan sa pamamalakad ng ekonomiya ng Australia.
Economics 101 for Bill Shorten. Put a big subsidy in, it pushes the prices up. It's the same for fodder when you're dealing with the drought, or it's the same for dealing with childcare or any other area of public expenditure. You've got to be careful about how you're managing the budget. Bill Shorten is spending like there's no tomorrow. They've learnt nothing while they've been in opposition. And if they get back into government, you can expect them to spend, 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 and you'll pay for it. You'll pay for it.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.